Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Baloney with my trusty co-host Jim Hobgood, and we have back from his little hiatus Chris Sill in studio to help us with the Olympic sports reporter later in the show.
Among other things.
Among other things.
Thank you.
He's good for some things, particularly baseball. Baseball season, Chris knows what he's talking about. All right. A number of things. First off, tonight we are really excited to have Mike London, the head UVA football coach, is expecting to join us shortly. Later on in the show, we'll have Chris Horn, UVA's recruiting analyst working for the Sabre. And there's a lot to talk about these days. National Signing Day went quite well for the Wahoos, pretty much as expected, but nevertheless, depending upon the rating service, anywhere between 25 and 35, depending upon the service. And pretty impressive what the Cavaliers and the coaching staff, and they did so well that Chip West was named the ACC Recruiter of the Year. And Chip has been a valuable asset for the coaching staff in Charlottesville. And so there's a lot to talk about with regards to recruiting, and there's been some changes in the coaching staff and some other things. There's an exciting football schedule that's looming in the background. In the meantime, Hobbo would tell you there's a lot to talk about with basketball, right, Hobbo?
That is absolutely correct. You know, if it were not for Barack Obama, I'd be sitting at JPJ right now. Since the game was delayed, I'm here in studio, and the tip-off will not occur until 9 o'clock, but we're going to talk more basketball in the second half hour with deference to Coach London here in the first half hour and talk a lot of football. But big game tonight at JPJ. Maryland, very good basketball team, and particularly with some of the injuries that they've had. Seth Allen, who knocked in 32 over the weekend, certainly Virginia going to have to locate him tonight and make sure he doesn't get that many looks from beyond the three-point line.
I promise you he will not be roaming the perimeter unattended to. I have a funny feeling that Coach Bennett and his staff has got the Cavalier basketball team ready to go to make sure that all the Terrapins are well guarded, because that is the crux of Virginia's success.
Yeah, the pack line defense will be in display, but they got Des Wells and some other offensive weapons as well. So a challenging game tonight, but certainly one Virginia needs to win if they're going to continue to keep pace with Syracuse. But back to the subject at hand, we should allow Mr. Sill to tell people how to follow the show.
How do you follow the show, Chris?
You can call in to 345-0910, or you can follow us on sportsradio910.com and thesabre.com. We are streaming live. You can also set up or look us up on Facebook, search Who's Talking, and become a fan. Questions and comments are welcome. Again, we have Coach London coming in the first half hour, so if you have any questions for him or any comments, please call in.
You know, thank you, Chris. You know, in the upcoming shows on the 17th and 24th, we have some serious hoops guests coming in. We've got none other than Terry Gates will be in studio next Monday night. And the following Monday after that, we have none other than head UVA basketball coach Tony Bennett rejoining the lineup. And we'll be looking forward to both of them. In addition, we'll be talking to some of the Olympic sports coaches, such as Brian Boland and some of the others, to see which coaches are available to come in and give us some previews. Maybe even Brian O'Connor, the baseball coach, will join us as well. So we're working on those things in the background. In the meantime, we're waiting for Coach London to call us. I know he's got a kind of a hectic schedule.
Yeah, he'll be calling in shortly. Couple of interesting lacrosse games last week. I know you're a big lacrosse game. 2-1 gold victories by the Hoos. Excitement, maybe a little more than they expected against Richmond.
I tell you what, the Cavaliers are blending in a lot of young talent, and there's been some shuffling in the goal. And when you do these kinds of things, you have hot and cold stretches in games, and that's exactly what this Virginia team is showing to this point. I know that Coach Dom Starsh, who was just on the show last week, it's the kind of thing that keeps him up at night. I noticed during the game on Saturday at Robin Stadium on the beautiful campus of U of R that there were brilliant moments by both teams, but it was interesting to me. Virginia took something like 45 shots, and most of them were nowhere near the cage. I have a funny feeling the coaches are going to talk to the players about changing the line on their shots. Too many shots stayed on plane. Many of the shooters kept their ball high, and oftentimes a shot from high to low might have been the key. As the Richmond goalie really played quite well, and
well, it was probably encouraging for Richmond their first game to be as competitive as they were. I'm sure a lot of people did not necessarily expect that game to be as close as it ended up being. So
no two ways about it. I mean,
so good for the Spiders, but
good for the Spiders,
Virginia,
but a little worrisome for the Cavaliers that when they were up 6-2, they just didn't put the pedal to the metal and finish the thing by halftime and then play everybody on the team in the second half. As it was, it looked like Starcia played everybody. All three lines of middies played in the first half and quite a few others in attack and everywhere else. And I'm not sure this team was ready to do all that. As it was, I think Coach Starcia was very happy to walk off the field with a W and no overtime because
it
could have been an overtime game.
First game they had a 12-4 lead, and that evaporated, became a one-goal deficit, and they had to score at literally the last second to get into overtime and win that one. So,
well, the difference is Loyola is a very competitive team with a proven track record and some serious success in the last few years. Richmond is starting a team.
Right.
And granted, the kids are coming from all the typical hotbeds for lacrosse, but very few of these players are high caliber, although they played very tough. They hustled like the Dickens, and hats off to the Spider coaching staff and the Spider players. I was very impressed, and obviously closer game than it probably should have been.
And while you were over at Robins Stadium, I was loyal to the Basketball Hoos and watched the Georgia Tech game. We can talk about that for a moment while we wait for Coach London to call in here. But obviously a very close game, broken open late by Virginia. Malcolm Brogdon again made a couple of key plays. Perantes made a great pass on the baseline to Joe Harris. He knocks down a three, made it a seven-point game, and the Hoos were on their way from there. But again, a Georgia Tech team that's got a couple of guys who have been injured, which has really slowed them down. I noticed in the paper Coach Bennett saying nice things about both Maryland and Georgia Tech from a talent standpoint, and I guess that brings up the one thing from Virginia's perspective. You certainly hope that the Cavs can continue to stay healthy because it's been the one advantage that Virginia's had this year from a basketball standpoint is we haven't had any serious injuries to deal with, and hopefully that'll continue to be the case.
Knock on wood, and Virginia has had enough injuries to last a lifetime in the last five years.
Well, so, last several years, right.
Right. So let's not – how about don't jinx us? What the heck?
Hey, we're not jinxing anybody. But I continue to be impressed with the play of Malcolm Brogdon. He has really emerged along with Joe Harris as a significant 1-2 punch. Perantes continues to develop, so the team is just playing really well. Great chemistry, the defense is there, so it's fun. And I think Virginia's in a great position, but you got to take one game at a time.
I just wish there were four or five times in the Georgia Tech game where he was reluctant to shoot and he looked to pass first. And Corey Alexander actually commented that on those plays he would pass it and it would turn into a turnover or a missed shot, and he's just got to take that shot.
Yeah, we've had that discussion before. He's almost a little too unselfish here of late. So that's been kind of frustrating from the standpoint of the Hoos. Corey Alexander and Jim Hobb could certainly encourage people to shoot. You know, we were certainly shoot first, pass later. That was our attitude.
All right, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go to an early break here to try to allow more time on the backside, and we're going to try to reach out to Coach London real quick. Please stay with us. This is Hoos Talking, and we'll be back hopefully in a few minutes with Coach Mike London. Stay with us.